Now, Massachusetts' reaction to the Attorney General's summary of the Mueller investigation. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins joins us now from Washington. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Bob.
So what seems to be the theme of responses from this state's all-Democratic congressional delegation?
Essentially, they want the whole Mueller report to be released and also the evidence that Robert Mueller relied upon to come to his conclusions. The Barr letter that was released yesterday isn't enough at all. Elizabeth Warren tweeted almost immediately reminding everyone that the House voted unanimously, Republicans and Democrats, to release the entire report. Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who's the vice chair of the Democratic caucus, called the summary Cliff's Notes and also called for the full release. And Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who sits on the House Oversight Committee, said Barr's letter doesn't exonerate the president. Her statement reads in part, "My colleagues under the leadership of our committee chairs will continue to do our due diligence to make sure that this White House is held accountable."
What about the substance of what the Attorney General had to say in his four-page summary? Reaction from the congressional delegation to that?
Yes, they're mostly focusing on the fact that special counsel Robert Mueller did not clear the president on the issue of obstruction. It was Attorney General Barr who came to the conclusion that no charges would be brought. Congressman Jim McGovern said that the summary shows that there is evidence on both sides as to whether or not the president committed a serious crime. He also points out that several members of the 2016 Trump campaign have already been indicted. And Congresswoman Lori Trahan also focuses on the unclear nature of the obstruction finding. And she says the best answer, again, is to make the entire report public.
Well, that's a Capitol Hill reaction from our all-Democratic congressional delegation. What are we hearing from the state Republican Party?
Well, the state Republicans are really echoing the national Republicans and really seeing this as vindication. Republican Massachusetts Party Chairman Jim Lyons released a statement saying this two-year investigation has cost taxpayers $25 million, and the result is that there was no collusion or obstruction going on at all. He says maybe it's time to investigate those who stirred up what he called hysteria and triggering a witch hunt.
So what comes next?
So even before the report was released, I talked to Democratic Vice Chair Catherine Clark, and she hinted that Attorney General Barr may be called to testify before Congress. That's exactly what Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is asking for as of last night. And there are still ongoing cases out of federal and state courts in New York and Washington, D.C., involving a lot of people in Trump's circle, including former Attorney Michael Cohen, his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, another former campaign official Rick Gates, and also former advisor Roger Stone. They're all still facing prosecution or sentencing in connection with all of the various investigations. And there are also ongoing federal and state investigations into President Trump's company, the Trump Organization, the Trump Foundation, and also into alleged hush money payments that he made to women during the campaign, which could be campaign finance violations, just to name a few.
So the summary is that this is going to be going on for months and months.
A long time. We're at the beginning of the end, not the end.
WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reporting from Washington this morning. Kimberly, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.